Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is all great, but the one that I really loved that I want to give the big prize to is this public service announcement for the Daggerford Police. You can't read the copy, but it says, "Do you know what's in fantasy meth?"
We happy crew, we joyfully join the fray. No daring do, we wouldn't pursue, but thinking it through, that isn't the dragon way.
Old money. Rich scents of sandalwood and ink in this proud yet lamentable house called Hoffman Hall, where a rich and gilded family, once the pride and joy of this local caravan community, now fallen on hard times of gloomy disrepair, not least of all the fact that they are currently being robbed by a group called the Dragon Friends. Inside a secret room, inside an old locked study, we find our friends, brave Baston, Starwart Bobby, intrigued Filge, and the other one.
Oh, come on!
Oh, you really petered out there, Dave.
Crowded around a bookshelf with a mysterious tome with the Lampwick sign etched on its cover. However, guarding
word?
It, a seeming...
mysterious?
Animated skull locked inside a bell glass by just the meaty fist of Filge as it begins to become more agitated.
And just sorry, I meant to mention this. Somebody at Interval made the very good point to me that we haven't picked up on, that Baston is still naked.
No, I until he tells me he's clothed, I assumed that.
I would.
This is why you're armor class 12.
No way. Yeah, okay. Look at my dick skull.
That's a good question, because you are pretending to be Duke Tyrrell.
But also, are you covering his eyes with your hand?
No, you do have a Roomba swaddled in a dressing gown, which you could have in front of your dick.
Oh, yeah, I should have said the things that I wanted to do.
And let's not forget a small drawstring bag with your clothes.
Okay, well,
held coquettishly over your shoulder.
Okay, I'll say... Oh, don't mind me, I'm just getting dressed.
Constant, where are you? We have guests. The Duke Tyrrell is here. Quick, put on your adorable little sailor suit and then sing them the song you know. Constant, where are you? Constant!
And the skull is getting more and more agitated and the glass is starting to rot.
Why, Constant is with the governess.
With the I fired her for stealing!
The new governess that I, as the Duke, appointed.
Ooh!
The Hoffman family deserves only the best.
We do!
And that's why I did it.
What are her credentials?
She taught languages.
Ooh!
To the King of the Elves.
Woo!
Inflotion to the elves of the Flotion Estate, the enemies of this ancient house.
No, the ones from far away that you love.
Ooh, they sound nice.
Make for me a deception check.
That's a...
Seventeen.
Hello! Me, the governess! Just a spoonful of language, make the medicine go down.
What? Who is this Duke?
I'm the Duke.
Yeah, who is this, comma, Duke?
No, it's not the Duke. I'm the Duke.
Oh!
She looks, your deception test passed, so she's calmed down and she's like, well, Constant should not be in here. This is his grandfather's study. If he is where you say he is, tell this governess to take him upstairs and leave me to watch over his grandfather's things.
Constant is enjoying his midday nap.
You, new governess!
Yep.
What are your references?
Well, there was a family who said I did real good.
What? Yes.
And another one who said, great job.
Ooh.
So, you know, gotta be happy with that.
Good, great job. That's what they said.
This has become a job interview. Does Prudence have any more questions?
Yes! Pop quiz hotshot!
What would you say your greatest weakness is?
Me greatest weakness is children's impertinence.
Oh, yes, it's terrible, isn't it? How would you punish Constant if he had his nose in his books all day?
I snapped them book shuts on his nose.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey, you know how you're a skeleton?
What?
She starts to scream. And I'm just thinking, yep. A single tear pours down her face, and then she screams, and the bell glass shatters. Make a dexterity check for me.
That's a 3.
You were doing so well.
I had questions.
All right, 7 hit points of damage.
Oh, shit.
As the flame skull zips around the room and attacks, and we go into combat. So, Bobby, you are the first one up.
I am going to... Oh, boy. Is Baston dressed, first of all?
No.
Oh, no, I started doing it.
Yeah, you've put on your little cravat.
Always start with the cravat and work down.
You put on your cravat, you put on your hunter's vest, you put on your big yellow gloves, the white puffy shirt,
still,
and nothing
still
else.
Still swinging in the wind.
Okay, so the sack is empty?
Yeah, I would have emptied it onto the ground. Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
So Bobby's going to take the sack try and like jump up and like...
Oh, like getting a bird that's inside?
Yeah, like trying to catch a bird that's inside.
This is... Now, the moment she screamed, green fire burst out. She's on fire.
Oh, dear.
Is it a fireproof sack? I think maybe the darkness will...
When we said it's a sack, it's a dressing robe, isn't it, from Grim Saltbacks?
Or no.
Do you mean the
bag? He had a separate... He had a...
My bag was in the sack, yeah. I left the robe back at...
Well, I'm saying if it covers it up... Then the lack of oxygen will smother the fire.
All right, quickly.
Oh, there's a lot of holes in fabric. I don't know.
I thought it might be like a leather, like...
Make for me quickly an attack roll.
That's an 11 plus. Would you put, like...
Use your dex.
Acrobatics or dex?
Dex, probably.
Okay, that's 18.
18. She gets 18 as well, which means that she manages to get away from you. So Prudence zips around and you just miss her. And the next one up is Lion Shield Banknote.
He's going to cast Thunder Wave at...
The cantrip?
Is that not a first level spell?
I think we have this argument every time we play this show. Thunder Wave, the 15-foot cube, it's a first level spell. Actually, you're quite correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess that'll hit all of us then, will it? Again?
Yeah, the room is about a 15-foot cube, so it will hit everyone in the room.
Cool. Oh, okay. Well, Alex has just pointed out something called catapult.
No! Absorb elements. Would that do good things?
Yeah, that might.
All right, let's give that a go.
Okay, so...
You only had 5 years to it.
That's a reaction, all right? So what I need you to do is you capture some of the incoming energy, which in this case is fire, and you absorb it, storing it for your next melee attack.
Yeah,
next time you
go,
attack...
Buddy.
With a melee attack, it's also going to do D6 of fire damage.
Ooh!
Oh, but this is a reaction. It has to hit you first.
Oh, okay. Well,
I will let you ready that. That's your readied reaction.
Okay, cool.
Now, what's your action?
My action, then, is to cast something called Sword Burst. I think it's a Dexterity 10 saving throw, and then to take 2d6 damage.
Okay. Mom yells out, please, we're trying to find a book. Let's not do any fire stuff.
As you say that, Lion Shield Banknote descends with a maniacal grin and blasts the Flame Scar with energy, dealing 7 points of damage. Congratulations.
Doing 2d6 worth of damage, so that's 10 damage.
10 damage, even better. And then the next one up is a Baston.
Has the skull moved away from the book?
And yes, it has.
I'm going to grab the book and put it in front of my junk.
Okay, so you grab the book.
To protect it from the flaming, gnawing jaws of the skull.
I guess, yep. I'm going to call that a move action. You can still do something.
Okay, I guess I will kick the skull with my free leg.
Make an attack.
Like a soccer ball.
Is this a monk attack or is this just...
Yeah, it's a monk attack. I get two kicks. A double kick.
You're going to use both legs?
Yeah. I don't need these for standing like a chump.
I'm a class 13.
13, unarmored strike plus... Okay, only one hits and does... 5 damage.
Okay, congratulations. Throwing your two magical swords aside, you kick... And you 5 hit points of damage to the skull as a naked foot connects with its jaw.
Take that.
And now it is, before Filge, it is the skull's go, which attacks you, Banknote, for 22 and hits.
No!
You absorb the elements of the flame attack, but you still bear the brunt of its damage as it does 11 points of damage.
Now, Dave.
And all the while it's shouting old lady stuff, confused. Like, oh, toilets!
And it spits...
Biscuits!
It spits an attack at you too, Filge, for 14. What's your armor class?
14.
Okay, so it fails. And it doesn't do any... It misses you and hits a bookcase as flames begin to crackle
Dave,
up the books.
Great. Every time I level up, should I be getting more hit points?
Mm-hmm.
How many more hit points should I be getting?
Have you not been adding...
Oh, it's just... And I know this is...
Kind of on you.
It's just the max hit points on the character sheet.
Yes.
Are 8.
Yes.
And that can't.
Well, that was for
a
level 1.
You got to respect the sheet, Hing.
Yeah.
You got to respect the sheet.
You know, you're level 5, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm level 5.
Tell you what
now.
We're going to do, Hing. We're going to look at this after the show. So for now, I want you to know that you have 8 hit points.
Okay.
Does that mean you're dead? Banknote starts to die, but Bushu D2 is still up, which is a shame because you absorb the energy into you and then as a level 1 artificer, immediately too hot, too hot, too hot, and you pass out.
I'm going to give Thunder's Wake a spin and I'm going to try and hit... hit the skull out of the air.
Excellent. All right.
What are my stats for this,
it's
baby?
It's exactly like your normal mole, but plus 2.
What?
Is that a plus 7?
So plus 9.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Wango bango, that's a 12. I shouldn't have said wango bango. You're right.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, you really take it like it's like that. It's like wango bango means nothing to you.
All right. Bushu.
Took liberties with
Bushu
wango
D2.
Bango.
What?
Second oh, do you attack. Want to, do you want to take your second attack?
Why?
Because. You know, I think we're happy with just one.
You're
thank
right.
you very much.
But I'm not in a rage.
No, but you have 2 attacks now.
Because you're 7th, 6th level. So you
oh, come
it.
On, gimme.
All right.
Do it.
I do it again. Wango,
bango.
That's a 2.
Oh, me still getting the hang of this, baby. Don't you worry, guys.
Dave, how do grappling hooks work in Dungeons & Dragons?
I don't know, Ing.
All right, well, I'm gonna roll a d20. And what do we say? Like, what's the armor class?
13.
So if it... What, so grappling hook's what, plus 4?
No, hang on. It's a grappling hook. Grappling hook is a movement skill. You gave up an attack for a utility ability. I'm not going to let you use it for combat.
Okay, but you're forcing Bushu D2's hand here.
You could still... If he still hit it, he would have... He wouldn't necessarily
You can
hurt
hit it,
it,
but then you will just... It will be towing you.
Yeah.
Let's ride the fucking skull, baby.
It'll only do 1 hit point of damage.
But
always.
It'd probably give the skull disadvantage if he had
it
to
will.
Tow around.
What's that? So that's 5 plus. What do we say? 4. So 9. Does that hit?
No.
No, it doesn't. Twang. The grappling hook hits and topples a marble statue. And Bobby, you're up next.
But it flips around it a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bushu D2 begins to drag the marble statue towards the Roomba.
I'm gonna aim for it with my vicious crossbow. That's a 14.
14 hits.
Okay, 1d6. That's 8 points.
8 points of damage hits, and now the next one up is Lionshield Banknote, who takes his first death check.
Oh, shit.
Death check.
What's that, 15?
All right, you're okay for now. Best on.
I tuck the book between my butt cheeks.
Again, a move action.
Yeah.
But just so I say, I'm not putting it down, so no one can take it away from me. And I draw my sword.
No one's going to want to after it's been there.
And attack.
When you say you draw your swords, you pull them out of a bag on the ground?
Yeah.
Unless
yeah.
they too have been in
your
watches.
Or were you, when you were naked, were you wearing a sword belt and two
yeah,
swords?
Yeah, you do belt, then pants. Start at the carafe,
work your way down. All right.
Just okay, so I draw my sword.
It's a 20!
So
12.
Do all the damage.
12 plus 4, so that's 16. And the other one does 6, so that's 22. And my other sword, man, I'm fucking slashing shit up. I hit with only one of those, doing another 8 damage.
So 20 points of damage.
Yeah.
It's very close to death. And now it is the Flame Skull's turn as it turns around.
Crash. Oh, the Flame Skulls.
And it...
That was great. That was fucking great. I loved it.
It casts a second level magic missile at you, Bobby, which fires 4d4 plus 4 darts worth of damage.
And shouting more lady things. Oh, ABC Jazz! Midsummer Murders! Very, very hot coffees.
19.
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth
Warren.
19 points of damage, Bobby.
Oh,
I'm gonna halve that because of uncanny dodge.
Uncanny.
No, for a magic missile, it always automatically hits.
Oh my god.
Filch.
All right, I still got it. I got my arm in now. I'm ready to go. I'm gonna do 2 more bashes of the thing.
Wango bango indeed.
Wango bango, I got a 4 and a 14.
Plus 9 though, so it's a 23 and a 13.
23 and a 13.
Both hit.
No, only one hits, but it hits. So it's your damage plus 2.
I'm a plus 13.
13, yeah, so you need to beat it.
Yeah, no, I knew that 5 years, cool.
Oh, and now what did you say, Dave? Do the rest of it?
Doing your normal mole damage plus 2.
15.
15. All right. Wango Pango shouts Filch as she jumps up in the air and smashes the skull onto the marble statue on the ground, obliterating both into tiny shards of dust.
Ooh.
What are her final words? What are her final words, Ben?
That's improv, baby.
Ben sleepy after his snack? Is that what happened?
No, I'm on a little sugar crush.
Just eat your kebab. The bookshelves are starting to burn in earnest. Soon the house will be roused.
Not ironically anymore.
Yeah, we're like on fire.
Oh no, we're priceless antiques. What do you do?
The house is on fire?
Can you, can you use your freezing, your eyes are freezing to put out this fire? Well, did any contraptions up your sleeve?
He did.
Make for me a death check.
Ah, fuck.
For God's sakes, man.
5.
All right, you start to die. You're 1/3 of the way towards actual death.
I give him the kiss of life.
Hey, try that defibrillator thing on him.
Yeah. I put
this is a good chance to try the experiment he wanted to try.
I put his little shock ring on his chest and I go, bingo bango.
Take D8 points of
damage. No.
No, that's not the password. Yeah. What's the password, Eden?
I don't remember. Well, I'll just kiss him then.
Make a medicine check.
Medicine.
He said charitably.
Medicine plus 1.
Give him a beautiful sensual kiss.
With advantage.
It can't hurt.
Just
because you're that beautiful.
It's just church tongue though.
And you're still
it's
half
not
naked.
Not too much.
Church tongue?
Yeah, you know, it's not like porno. It's not like...
Like a wedding kiss.
Yeah, like a wedding kiss. Just like.
What did you think church tongue meant?
I thought it was some porno thing.
You rolled a 16.
17. 17.
Baston, you swim back to consciousness to find yourself being cradled by a half-naked Baston, kissing you as...
Yes! I see you studied under the...
The jaws of life breathe new vigor into your lungs.
And Baston reaches behind him and pulls out a book and waves it at you.
Good sir, thank you for kissing me back to life.
No problem. This has nothing to do with you, I just want you to know. All right, I'm going to put some pants on now.
Oh, is there any chemistry between these two?
I hate to say this, but the room is slightly charred, starting to take fire. You don't really have time to put pants on.
Like, slightly charred? Can Bobby be, like, patting out fires
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, make for me a dexterity check.
That's a three. E plus.
The flames grow quicker. You
Plus seven.
Banknote's going to give the old
that's
ray.
That's a ten.
Yep, that's a ten. That's not enough.
Ray of frost, a bit of a spray.
That's a...
Ooh, that's a three.
He misses.
Okay, the eddies of oxygen around the room burst the flames into new life as the room starts to burn in earnest.
Well, this isn't going well at all.
Let's just blame the skull and skedaddle.
Let's just grab as many books as we can.
But this is our house now. We're burning our own house down.
No, it's not fun when it's our own house.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
The thing about property is all the value's in the land.
Wait, maybe if we just run downstairs and tell that murderer that something's on fire, then he won't murder us and he'll put the fire out instead.
Fantastic idea. Let's go.
Look, worst comes to worst, Crawford will take care of it.
You race down the stairs and you... Smiggins is now no longer anywhere to be seen, but there is a butler standing looking up at the... And he has smelled the smell of smoke, and he's wandered into the hall. And
I'm the Duke. There's a fire upstairs in the secret study. Go through the bathroom. We've left the door open. Please hurry.
We didn't start it.
Okay, great. That's a lot to take in. This is my first day. Nice to meet you.
Magic study, magic spells, magic skull. We're in hell. Lots of other things to do. We didn't start the fire. Go, 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 go. poorly done.
Yep, great. On it. Sweet. Hey. Yep.
I just want to say that butler, you get a dice of inspiration and you race out the door, but in just one other small scene, that butler looks at you, then walks over to a small cupboard, pulls out a sending stone and says, Mr. Joel, you know that new sound you were talking about? As you race down the street.
So hang on, no. Hang on.
Canon.
This will pause it. Canon. Billy Joel is a magical being, which I don't disagree with.
Yeah. So the only... only pop music that we know crosses over from Faerun to here is Billy Joel. Potentially only We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Okay, Canon. That's fine. Is he at least called Billy Jewel or something?
No, it's Billy Joel, and okay. We might hear more from him later. So, you race down the streets. Where are you heading?
Where are we going?
To the sanatorium. We must go.
If we're in town, should we hit the Illustrated
Actually,
Man?
As you dive out of the building that is starting to smolder, there is a carriage suddenly. You know, it's a ducal carriage waiting in front of the building, and there is a small... folded over piece of card sitting on the step of the carriage with footmen sitting ready to go. And as you turn the card over, it simply says, with compliments, Lacroix.
How did he know we were here?
You saw the notes before. We need to go to the sanatorium.
All right, let's go. And on the way there, we can...
No, we need to go. Look, that means the clues are all there. Wait. There's clearly some sinister shit going on. The guy was evil. You saw the name.
Let's go there.
All right. In the carriage. Wait, to decide, Filch. Scissors, paper, rock with the banknote.
There are no other ideas. No one wants to do anything else. Just
I hate to say it, but you did say you were going to decide things by ducal coin. And as we know, Bobby has the coin.
You got the coin, Bobo.
Bobby, me suspicious, like, all carriages are with compliments because we the dukes. So why this one have the sign on it? Me think maybe a trap carriage.
Yeah. I say
turn
we.
Into pumpkin
I
or
say
something.
Let's go to the Illustrated Man. We'll take cover there. People won't expect us to go there, and we'll look over the book that do you still have between your butt cheeks?
No, I'm holding it in my hand.
Okay.
Now.
And then after that, I promise, then we'll go. Because if somebody is trying to kill us, they've laid a series of this carriage, the note about going to the sanatorium, they could all be traps.
So you're ignoring the carriage?
Yes, we're gonna walk to the Illustrated Man.
Okay, can I throw a rock into it to see if it explodes, like if it sets up a trap?
Yes, nothing's flammable like a rock.
Filch, you take a rock and you throw it carefully into the carriage, and then you hear a and then a little voice go, ow.
Oh, me hurt the rock.
And...
If that is what you want to call me, then I guess I am a little regular Rock Hudson.
Who also exists in this the curtains are parted and Pomplamoose LaCroix peers out from the carriage.
What are you doing in there, LaCroix?
Nothing. Just waiting for your jerkiness to take advantage of this conveyance that I have conveyed your way.
Why did you put a card there where you could have just put your head out the window and talked
I
to
like
us?
The cards. I put them in, I use a bulk. So I am trying to use them as much as possible. Card?
Oh, thank you.
Card?
Oh, no, but me will take a compliment.
You're looking especially regal. Ah. And may I just say that you have big teeth.
Pomplamoose LaCroix, one-time regent of these lands, and now sort of, I guess, your butler, has come to take you wherever you want to go.
Yes.
How did you know we were here?
You leave a certain je ne sais quoi, say fire wherever you go. So
you look up and indeed you can see smoke billowing out of the second floor balcony.
Can we
I took a wild guess, you know.
Is Smiggins okay? Can we do a Smiggins check?
Well, Smiggins, you
do a Smiggins check.
What time is it?
It is now about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Is the castle on the way home, on the way through to the sanatorium?
No, they're different directions. Right. If you remember the sanatorium, you got the map. The sanatorium is outside of town, but not too far. The castle is at the top of the hill in the center of town.
Well, shall I look at this book that we have?
Yes.
Why not? I'm sorry, Bobby, but it smells a little like my butt.
You can do it.
But I'm not so good. Okay, I'll have a look.
Just hold it out for me.
Should we go do it in the carriage? Like, I don't think we should be doing it.
Okay, let's get in the carriage and head to the place.
Yeah, head to the sanatorium.
To the sanatorium.
Oh, what a wonderful choice.
Baston gives Banknote just a little punch on the nose. Just a little bit. Just like, boop. Scissors, paper, rock. It's the rules. Love you. Okay, I'm reading.
All right, now the ride to Old Hill Sanatorium, it's quite crowded inside the carriage, and there's not a lot of time. It's not, however, written in any ciphers. So if you tell me what you were looking for in the book broadly seems to be a book that is explaining machinations of a cult that existed a century ago in Daggerford that called themselves they didn't call themselves the Lampwick Cult, they called themselves the Illustrious Order of Lamplighters, and it's a history of their time in the town. If you want to tell me what
boring,
you're looking for.
Bobby, read this, okay. I can't be bothered.
I'm looking for any references to hands or the hand.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
To the hand.
Yeah, hands or the hand. A hand. Because it says a tomb of lost truth now in hand. Okay. It could be a location or a special
make for me an investigation check.
That's a 12 plus 6, 18.
Okay, so this is at a time before the dukeship was created, when a bandit king of caravaneers ruled the town, and it talks about how a cult sprung up 100 years ago called the Illustrious Order of Lamplighters out of the people that were responsible for lighting signal lights up and down the D'Alembert, and how at night they would murder people trying to fulfill sigils that they said would bring about a return of Carcosa. And one of them does talk about a tome in hand which happened on the fourth night of the cult's spree, when ancient writings about Carcosa were stolen from a vault that were one of the merchant kings that operated in the region held. That's all it says. It's quite sparse.
Oh, if only there was a scholar of ancient writings that kept all their stuff in like a cool library that wasn't on fire.
And LaCroix hears you say, he goes, oh, well, actually, the offer meant, oh, I see, yes.
As you have finished explaining this to your compatriots, you arrive up on to Old Hill, and you can see that the sanatorium is now awash with builders. All of them large, muscle-bound, silent men in robes, marking them as followers of Ilmata, the god of suffering and penance.
Are they like really? You can tell they're really muscling, even though they're wearing robes, because they're like really short robes.
Yes, they are, and also short, a lot of them robes. in the autumnal sun, they've pulled the robes open, and you can see the huge frames, but also wicked scars on their back, as if they've been whipped or scourged, and they are sawing, creating cinder blocks, and fortifying the sanatorium. And even as you see, the old gates are being torn down as new wicked gates with sharp talons are being installed as the sanatorium is being built up and being built stronger.
Talons are like hands. Maybe they want to put some sort of book in these hands to open the gate. Ooh. I'm just saying, I'm just spitballing, guys. Let's not rule it out.
And a gate open like a book.
And a book opens like a gate.
As your carriage arrives at the gates, it can go no further as the priests sort of notice you, and you see a small tent where there is another, it has to be said, slightly chubbier man, also in one of these very short robes, who is poring over a desk on two wooden sawhorses with sort of plans, and he looks up at you and sort of waddles over.
Dave, I just want to say before we go any further that I have my pants on now. And I tuck
by choosing to let Bobby investigate the book, you have time to put your pants on.
All right, and when you're done with the book, I'm going to put it back down my pants. On my butt, not between, but for safekeeping. Also, so my butt has more protection.
You guys must be the Dukes. Hi. I'm Blensley. So welcome to, I guess, the new sanatorium. Anything you knew about...
New Hill Sanatorium?
Yep. Yeah, Old Hill Sanatorium, New Hill Sanatorium. That's actually not going to be the name, but it's a bit of a joke that I have with the other guys. They can't talk. I can, so...
What about...
Excuse me? What about what? I missed that.
Uh-oh, Alex has tickled our own fancy. This could be a... Just in a moment.
The pause causes four more priests of Ilmata to put down their tools, and now Filch has an audience.
Oh, the Duke has an idea for the name, everyone.
What about Bonkers Town? About Bonkers Town?
Oh. Yeah, well, I'll put it on a suggestion form.
Just spitballing here, but what about Bonkers Town? We could do a Z on the S. Make it seem more fun.
Bonkers Town.
Yeah.
The Z is kind of fun.
I'm going to take that to Minister Scarrow because I think that's a really good idea. Anyway, I'm Blensley. Think about everything you knew about the old sanatorium. Forget it. It's over. It's done. That Brackenvold, he cracked under pressure. Tell you what, he just gabbed and gabbed and gabbed. It only took 15 hours of torture, and all of a sudden he was just wouldn't stop talking. Renounce his heresy. Yep, yeah, sure did.
He get the glimmering?
Oh, glimmering. Tell you what, that's a load of, excuse my French, but baloney. It's...
That is bad French.
Yeah, that's why I asked you to excuse it. So, Minister Scar is of the opinion that the glimmering is just, you know, arty types with too much time on their hands. That's why, you know, hard work in this new sanatorium, working title, Bonkers Town. it's going to be real, real healthy for these people. Give them a real, real boost up. I'm only allowed to talk for another, like, 24 hours. And this has been great because I really haven't had anybody to talk to because other priests, they're pretty annoyed that, like, I got to talk and they don't. So
what's
going to
happen after the 24 hours?
Oh, I've got to take my vow of silence again. But for now, oh, my God.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
So Blensley, like all penitents, flagellants that prostrate themselves across this in front of the mistress of suffering, Ilmata, have taken vows of silence. But as the master builder responsible for working with tradespeople, freelancers, fantasy, air tasker, Blensley has been granted a waiver on his vow. Mm. And he's bloody loving it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The minister.
Yes.
Has he taken a vow of silence?
No, of course not. He's Minister Scarra. He has a lot of important people to talk to and
important. More important than the dukes?
Ooh. Oh, gosh, I guess not. I can see if he's busy. He's kind of brooding somewhere. Guy loves a brood, tell you that much for free.
We're Brackenwald right now.
Oh, man, he's being held as one of the inmates now.
Oh, that gotta hurt.
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about a bunch of baloney, you know? Pardon my French.
We want to see Brackenwald.
Right now.
Brackenwald or Scarrow? Watch one. Out with the old and with the new, I say. Don't worry about Brackenwald. He's Bracken old, you know what I mean?
Have you said the word turquoise yet?
Turquoise? What? Oh, turquoise.
Just saying it a good word.
Yeah, it's a great word. Thanks very much.
Mm, okay, well, Jukies, what do you want to do?
Maybe as acting Duke, please take me to Minister Scarrow. If someone would care to join me, the others will do an inspection of the cells, maybe to visit the newest inmate to make sure everything is up to scratch.
Make a if you're brandishing the coin, you can have advantage, but make for me a just a charisma check, a straight charisma
persuasion?
Check.
Persuasion?
Persuasion is fine, yeah.
And I do have the coin. That's a 9 plus...
3.
Okay, well, you are suitably cowed, but also you realize that this will give you a chance to talk to some more people.
Yeah, great. Okay, so, yeah, guys, but if you're going to take a tour of the place, can I just, like, be really upfront? It's still a work in progress. So, like, you know, if you see, like, some sawdust on the ground or, like, no plumbing or, like, people howling in agony or whatever else, just, like, just know that, like, this is definitely you're coming into, like, very much V1. And while I welcome your feedback, and I really, really do, just be aware of that because, yeah, it's a bit like, yeah, I know that not everything's perfect. So, like, yeah.
We get it. In a soft opening, we won't leave a bad review.
Thanks very much. That'd be great. Just, like, the last thing we need is a bad review on Fantasy Yelp. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Blensley, do you happen to have, like, a notepad and a quill I could use?
Sure. Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, hand it here. And Baston starts writing on a bit. Talks too much. That's your first strike, Blensley. Lead on.
All right, Blensley's going to take some of you on a tour of the cells downstairs, leaving some of you to go to the audience chamber to meet Scarrow. I need to know who's going where.
I'll go with Blensley.
I'll go with Scarrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so Filge and Baston, you follow Blensley. No, actually, well, first of all, we'll go Bobby and Banknote. You make your way into a large audience chamber, which you have walked through once in Brackenwald's wake, but you can see all of the doors are refortified. Wooden doors are being replaced with steel ones with tiny letterbox slots on the side of them as penitents, workmen walk left and right, and you can see a figure sitting at an austere temporary workman's desk on a high dais at the back in a imperial black tight-fitting robe with a peaked deacon's cap.
Enter.
Hello there. Allow me to introduce myself.
Sorry, I said enter. I didn't say talk.
Okay.
No, I'm still talking.
How big is this room, Dave?
The room is 60 feet long and 25 feet wide.
Where the doorway?
Hello there.
My name is Minister Scarrow. Your business?
I am the Duke of Daggerford.
Oh, yes. How's that?
He looks at you in a way that looks remarkably less deferential than everyone else in Daggerford has been. You remember, of course, that this man is not a local.
By whose authority do you come to take over the running of this institution?
By the authority of the church. By which authority do you come to me?
As Duke of Daggerford.
Well, it seems like we're something that didn't pass.
He goes on to say, the church has always been independent throughout the Western heartlands. We provide what simple... Hing, I'm going to interrupt myself in my flow there. That's a lot of D6.
These are D20s, Dave. I have 6 more fireball orbs on my necklace. And I feel, can I just game this out with you, Simon?
Sure.
Dave wouldn't put this character in unless he, because we forgot to go back to Smedley, but the way narrative works, he's, you know, he's probably, if we kill him, that's probably the thing.
You know, Hing, if you killed me, you'd probably win the campaign too.
Are you in the game, Dave?
I mean, Billy Joel is.
No, I wasn't. Banknote's just fiddling with the necklace.
So Scarra says, as you know, we provide what simple blessed relief we can for those poor afflicted fools so cursed by infernal grace as we can. We have provided this service for centuries for the small and pitiful towns along the Delambier. If we were to leave, this town would suffer anew, and I am sure you do not want that.
What was Brackenwald lacking?
Conviction, spine, vision, a sense. Also, some of his certificates were forged, but hadn't done any first aid.
So he was funneling money to the Viet Cong.
But mainly it was the man's vision and spine. The glimmering is no different from any other disease. It just has to be understood and cured.
And scourged with fire.
Oh. And what do you know of this disease?
All I know is what I see, and what I see is weakness and something that can be purged.
Your friend seems quite agitated.
No, it's a semi-dragon huddle for a moment. I'm getting very evil vibes from this one. You know, his name's Scarrow. He's talking in that weird voice Ben does when he wants to do evil, you know? It's the trade routes are all there.
Now, Dave. These doors are steel, are they?
Yes.
Shall we do a drop and run?
Now, let us at this moment cut to the dungeons, where Baston and Filge and Master Builder Blensley are walking down a long corridor with spluttering torches as they pass cell after cell with grinning scar-toothed snagglepusses.
So those... What?
I tried to say...
All right.
Snag... I tried to say snag-toothed...
I'm locked up in Bonkers Town already.
I didn't know...
His name is catching on.
Yes.
Anyway, those torches are spluttering. They probably won't be spluttering when we actually do the proper open. You know what I mean?
And nonetheless, they are spluttering now. Mark, another mark against you.
Anyway, it's kind of dank down here, but I think that kind of adds to the feel of sort of the thing. Is there anything in particular you guys wanted to see?
We'd like to see Brackenwald, just to taunt him a bit.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, he's in our B-Wing, which is where we are.
And he turns around the corner.
There he is.
And he opens up. There's a huge isolation cell with a door with no letter slot. And he pulls a key from his belt and he opens it and he ushers you into a tiny anteroom with another steel door on the other side as he locks the door, locking you and him inside an anteroom.
Well, here we are, halfway to where we need to be.
As the door clangs shut, all light is extinguished. There is a sulfuric spurt, and he pulls out a small wax taper with a single flame that will burn for about 2 minutes. And he passes it to you, Bobby, as he pulls out a key.
He's not there.
No, sorry, to you, Baston. He pulls out a second key, and he opens a door and waits for you to walk further into the darkness.
Oh, please, after you.
But he puts his hands up, and again, making the sign of Ilmata, he will go no further.
Okay, well,
Hey, Filch, quick, super...
Semi-dragon huddle?
Semi-dragon huddle. I feel like we shouldn't both go in because then he'll, like... He could lock us both in here. You know how that could happen.
You think me bonk him on the head?
Yeah, maybe just... Yeah, okay. 3, 2, 1. Bonk!
Make an attack with advantage.
Oh, yeah.
16, all right, yep. Yeah. You see level 1 commoner. Bonk, and Blensley slowly crumples down in the anteroom.
Bonk, bonk.
And as you, Filch, pull his keychain off his belt.
Yeah. What else is in his pockets?
There is a handyman's, one of those flat pencils.
Why are they flat?
I don't know. There's one of those wooden right angle tape measures.
It's because you can control.
Do you guys want a whole podcast of Dave naming tools that he doesn't know the proper names of?
He's got a magical stud finder. You press the buttons and a little imp inside it goes beep. And then he has 8 copper pieces and he has a little scroll that you fold open and it says, "Remember, you are Master Builder Blensley."
Weird. Huh. A little weirdo over here.
Look, and then Bastion goes, "Looks like he took his vow of silence a little early."
Oh, Brackenvold! Your old friends, the Dukes.
You hear a clink of chains, but deep inside the cell, but no voice.
Is there a torch around?
You're holding the little taper.
But it's only got 2 minutes of light.
That's correct.
Will it be okay?
For two minutes.
Okay, let's hurry then. Let's hurry.
All right. I got dark vision, so
great. Walk into the cell, which is tiny, 3 feet by 1 foot. Just enough space for someone.
No.
No. No. Too small, Dave.
3 foot.
3 meters by
1 foot.
3 meters by 1 meter. I mean.
Okay. Yeah, 3 by 1 meter.
Oh my God! It's season one again. And you walk into this tiny little room, and you can see a figure shivering at the back of the cell, wrapped in a heavy iron chain and filthy, ragged robes.
Brackenvold.
Improv.
Sorry, did he say improv?
He did.
Has Brackenvold been doing UCB courses?
Yeah, the new sanatorium does offer them.
truly the worst form of torture.
What? Why are you in this cell?
I failed you all. I let them come here and take over my beautiful building, my lovely healing house. They've taken it over.
Why didn't you come? I begged you to come to the sanatorium.
We had a lot going on.
Where did they, why are these guys so rich?
Yeah.
The church has resources.
Why the church locking you up?
Because I wouldn't gout out at them, because I don't believe in everything, because I'm a bad little boy.
Yeah, I see when you say that. who's church anyway? Who in charge? Who the big wig in this church?
Minister Scarrow, you cannot trust him. I'm done for, but get out while you can and stop the cult.
Wait, how's Scarrow related to the cult?
It's all connected.
Look, I'm going to be honest, Brackenwald. I mean, it's pretty fucking obvious that they're baddies and they've taken over and they've locked you in here. Give me a little more, okay?
Yeah.
Give Daddy a little more, okay? What, you're just going to give up and leave me behind? We've come to rescue you. Come on, buck up, okay?
What do you want to know?
Well, look, why...
What we need to know.
Give us the stuff, the good stuff.
I have some fantasy meth.
Ask me a question.
Okay,
don't
all right.
Doing vague cup.
Vague cup. Oh, I really like you. You're a nice boy. Do you want a massage?
No.
I'm doing the good cup. No, okay, not that.
All right.
I don't know what you want to know.
Okay, wait, I'll do the other one. You pooped in here. You're a dirty little boy.
Yes, I'm a dirty little boy.
Wait, don't agree with me. That's weird. All right.
Brackenvold, who Scarrow really work for?
The church!
What the church name?
Church of something.
Church of Ilmata.
Okay.
What
do they want? Why don't they believe in the glimmering?
Do you want to say this?
The church believes in itself. It believes in its great purpose to be ready for a war with elemental evil. It does not believe to its fault in any other forces in this world, but there are forces more dark and sinister even than all the devils in hell.
Oh, so they're kind of goodies.
Even the most devout paladin can be turned to wicked purposes. He can be blinded by his purity and do great evils in this world. The Church of Ilmata is such a force.
Hmm. All right, well, you seem happy here. We'll go.
No, wait, when I...
Clang!
Yes!
Oh, go on, tell us something good.
What's... He goes, wait, is it you're about to close the door? And he says, I Scarrow will be operating in my office. My office has a secret passageway that will access. You could get into his office.
Yes, that's good. Thank you. Wait, there's a secret passageway that starts in his office or to get to his office?
That's how passages... It's both.
The western corridor of the Great Hall. Behind a metal door, there is... The western corridor off the main hall, behind a metal door, you will find a gargoyle in a sconce with its hands on its eyes. Remove those hands and a secret passageway will open up that will take you to his office.
Gargoyle eating sconce, take off its
That's
hands.
That's not gotta what go, I gotta. Said.
Bye.
No, but I told you everything. Aren't you gonna? Okay.
Well, are we good? But no, we'll go and we'll just leave the doors open. If I were you, I'd get into his clothes, put him in yours, drag him in there. But you do you. Okay, bye.
He shakes the manacles that are locked to the back wall.
Oh, throw the keys at him.
Yeah, throw the keys.
And you leave. Meanwhile,
meet you back at the castle.
Meanwhile, upstairs.
Okay, Dave. Scarrow is gonna have to make 6 separate dexterity checks.
Okay,
what's going to happen is...
Yep.
So Banknote's going to turn to Bobby and write, right, just as we practiced in my dreams. It's going to hurl 6 remaining fireballs into the office, right, and then close the steel doors and yell, fire in the hole, and just fucking run.
Okay, so you... Okay. All right. Well,
so
this is
many fireballs.
6. What's the dip? I've got an automatic dice roller here.
Oh, okay.
What is the what's the dexterity save?
Dexterity saving throw. Isn't it per person?
What's your spell DC?
Oh, my spell DC. Oh goodness. It is +4. Is that what that is?
DC 14. Okay. So
okay, cool.
Failed. Passed. Failed.
No, passed.
Oh yeah, no, nice pass.
So it's 4 fails and 2 passes.
Okay.
So do you want to do the damage?
Yes.
So it's 8d6 per fireball.
Yep. So can you do this for me? 27 plus 14
is 41.
Plus 21
is 62.
Plus 23
is 84.
Now we do the half damages.
How fun is
plus
that?
7.
So that's what, rounded up though?
Yep.
So what was it?
No, 7. I already halved it.
Plus 7 is
91.
Plus 7 again is 98. You do 98 points of damage to Minister Scarrow, who was in many ways one of this season's minor bosses. In a world where gods and mortal men do come to times to swords, it is said that there is no true justice for the wicked, no true righteousness for the worthy. Many of the poets and scholars and philosophers would do well to think upon the time that a junior artificer essentially incinerated a elder cleric of Ilmata in the course of his duties, who died still with many secrets and plot points on his lips. Yes, Bobby, you have something to say?
I turn to Banknote and say, forget it, Banknote. It's Bonkers Town.
Tune in for the next episode of Dragon Friends!
The The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Eden Lacey, and Michael Hing. Our Dungeon Master is Dave Harmon, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and live accompaniment by Tom Cardy. Shakira Khan designs our website, the podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and new episodes are recorded live every month at Giant Dwarf Theatre in Sydney. Until next time.
Fantasy meth, or Goblin's Delight, or Tolkien ice.
Good stuff.
Is made in chamber pots by horsey gangs.
Yes.
As well as unicorn horn, fantasy meth can contain owlbear hair, young bronze dragon ears, Friezo's normal chongus.
How dare you?
And dairy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.